Just like to say a few words about the first reading we heard today. It's a tale of friendship, a tale of misunderstanding, and a tale of betrayal. Saul was the first king of Israel. He was God's anointed. Before that, Saul had been a shepherd looking after his father's sheep. But then the prophet Samuel told him that he was destined to become the first king of Israel. This was something completely new in Israel, and we can only imagine how challenging it must have been for Saul to take on this new office when there was nobody to advise him, there were no traditions, no helpers in that sense, and he took on this new office. And it wasn't long before Saul became involved in conflicts and wars, and he soon became dispirited and depressed. He couldn't sleep at night, and the only help he received was from a young shepherd boy, David, who would play his harp during the night to soothe Saul's troubled mind. And Saul was grateful to David for this. But then, as time went by, David gained a reputation for bravery in battle. It was he who slayed the giant Goliath. And gradually, Saul began to feel threatened by David's popularity, and he decided to get rid of him. David had to go into hiding. And in today's reading, we find him secretly moving at night into the camp where Saul and his 3,000 men were sleeping. When they found Saul, David refused to let Abishai kill him, as he could easily have done. It was Saul who wanted to kill David. Instead, David and Abishai took Saul's spear and the pitcher of water back with them to the other side of the ravine. And the next day, David was able to shout across to Saul, "Today the Lord put you in my power, but I would not raise my hand against the Lord's anointed." David showed by his actions that he was a hero, that he was a man of compassion. Well, the incident described in that first reading gives us the context for the words of Jesus in the Gospel today, when he said to his disciples, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who treat you badly. Give, and there will be gifts for you. The amount you measure out will be what will be given back to you." So Jesus asks us to be compassionate in a rather noble way, as David was compassionate to Saul. That doesn't mean to say that he asks us to be, as it were, in love with our enemies. That's not possible. But he does ask us, as his disciples, to be gracious to our enemies, to forgive them. Hatred can only be overcome by love, and injury can only be healed by forgiveness. Evil can only be controlled by good. Well, we know that all these good qualities were lived out to the full by Jesus himself during his life on earth. Jesus offered love first, even when he knew that he would not always receive love in return. In our Mass today, we give thanks for the love that Jesus shows to us, and we pray that our lives may reflect something of the life of Jesus, so that, like young David, we may refuse to put a spear in the hearts of those who show us enmity. As St. Paul wrote to the people of the church in Corinth, "We who have been modeled on the earthly man will be modeled on the heavenly man, Jesus." Well, compassion, forgiveness, it's a challenge for all of us. But I suppose there's no time like the present to face that challenge, knowing that God is with us to help us.